7:25, we're still here in the lead. We are going to be speaking about the National Ports Authority, which the president launched yesterday while visiting Cape Town Port. Now, as I mentioned at the outset of the hour, Cape Town Port has been, you know, the lamentation about the delays that actually occur there have been widespread, particularly from many of you who are importers and exporters, frustrated, of course, not only by the delays, but also cost to get your goods to market. And if you'll recall that when we had the jam in the Suez Canal with respect to shipping, we had my next guest on the show and asked him, you know, maybe there's an opportunity for, you know, some shipping to come via the Western Cape, you know, given the fact that getting through the Mediterranean isn't as easy. And he was very clear that there's very little ability for the capacity to be taken up here in the Western Cape because of these very real operational headwinds. Brian Ingpen joins me again. He's a maritime author and columnist, and I'm curious to know from him whether or not he is hopeful after yesterday's announcement from President Ramaphosa. Brian, welcome back to Breakfast with Refilwe. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm very well. And yourself?
Excellent. Thank you. You know, yesterday we heard some really great feedback from Western Cape Premier Alan Windey with respect to his surprise and excitement, I suppose, about these shifts to separate the authority from the operator. What are your thoughts?
I think this is wonderful. And firstly, I think one must credit the president for visiting the ports. He was in Durban a few weeks ago and now in Cape Town. And that's despite a pretty hectic schedule and so on. So this high-level interest is very important because 90% of our trade goes via the ports. And therefore, the ports assume a huge economic importance in the country. And this latest announcement, I think, is actually going to be very, very good. It probably means, and I hope it means, that port revenue will now be invested only in ports and not go to subsidizing railway things and so on. It, in fact, will mean, hopefully, that port revenue earned will go to the ports to upgrade the ports, to upgrade machinery and plant and so on. I think there are some things that the new board will need to talk about quite urgently. And in that connection, I hope the new board is loaded with shipping people and not politicians. I really hope that there is room on that board for a lot of shipping people who understand international shipping requirements and the way shipping operates. But that new board, I think, will if they are really going to put their minds to port development and so on, I think they may have to address the fact that private investors will look at this very carefully, I think. And the problem is that I think they're going to need a bit more enticement, like longer leases on what could be large investments in either machinery or in buildings and so on. So I think it's important to consider that. And there will be need to change some current practices and so on, including more rapid response to plant that has, in fact, broken down or something. And so we need a more streamlined approach to procurement procedures. So those are some of the things that I think they'll need to look at. But overall, this is a very welcome move, and one really hopes it pays off because shipping is so, so important, not only to Cape Town or Western Cape, but the whole country.
That's very true.
The whole region.
Indeed. You know, Durban Port, for example, is, I think, one of the largest on the continent. And, of course, we'd love to see Cape Town expand to that degree. You know, when you said procurement processes, my hairs on my neck stood up because, you know, this often when they get introduced, we're now learning it's an opportunity for a great deal of leakage of money out of the system. Don, one of our listeners, says via WhatsApp, new National Ports Authority is just another catered deployment opportunity to create another bureaucracy to swallow up more taxpayer money with few, if any, results. How do we hold this authority absolutely accountable. And I, you know, unfortunately, I hear you saying we'd like to see shipping experts on the board. But once again, this is an opaque process where it's just up to one minister who is going to be appointed. We're not getting an open process.
That might be true, and a lot will hinge on the board and who's on that board and their experience in shipping and so on. And one hopes that the right people are appointed there. But one must also remember that within the port structures, currently there are some really good people in management and so on. And hopefully those people also will step up to the plate here and use the opportunity to really develop the ports as they should. So I think there are positive signs, and I would like to know that if the new board is appointed, that shipping experience is one of the major requirements for appointment to that board.
Are you available for the board?
I'm ancient, so they're probably looking for younger blood.
Okay, well, if you say so. Brian Ingpen, thank you very much for your perspective as always. I would prefer to call you seasoned and experienced, so that's what we really treasure here. Brian Ingpen is maritime author and columnist.